Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Comes back to the left of Hurts.
Oh, this is razzle-dazzle.
This time, it's a razzle-dazzle. Rolling with the football is Greg Ward. He's looking, and he throws incomplete. They reversed it to Greg Ward, the former Houston quarterback, and he was going to try to throw to Hurts in the base of the end zone, but it didn't work because the 49ers had it well covered.
It did not work. And we are back here at Chickies and Pete's in South Philadelphia. Ike and I back here every Monday, 2 to 6. Stop over before the game, chickiesandpete's.com, Chickies and Pete's in South Philly. We'll be here next Tuesday.
Yes.
From 2 to 6 because there's a Monday night game. Yeah. But we'll talk to Donovan McNabb, who joins us the day after every game at 4 o'clock. We'll talk to him next Tuesday, but he joins us right now to talk about yesterday. What's up, Five?
How we doing, guys? What's going on?
Big Five. Man, tough one yesterday, brother. tough one yesterday, man.
You know what? I take a few things out of it. I know a lot of people want to see the repeat of what happened in week one, but patience is something that I think a lot of people have to take on at this particular point. We have a lot of young talent. We have a new head coach. We just played an experienced team that was coming back off an injury last year, but they didn't show signs of where they need to be. I think right now in the first, I would say probably 5 to 6 games of the season, we're going to see a lot of teams that we expect to come out and wow you with big plays, kind of struggle. And those who we don't expect kind of squeak some wins, and we still try to find out why.
Yeah. Well, we'd love to get your thoughts, man, on the quarterback position and how you thought he played yesterday. Did you think there were opportunities there that he may have missed out on? Or you see things within the offense where, whether it's the coaching or the scheme, that can help him with some easier throws? What did you see yesterday? After they moved that ball pretty well against Atlanta, I know the 49ers right. are a much, much better defense. But, I mean, only 3 points for literally 3.5 quarters yesterday. We only got a field goal. What did you see from Jalen in the offense?
I didn't see this offense getting in rhythm. And I talked about it last week as far as being able to establish the run to kind of soften up the defense. For, you know, as a linebacker, anytime an offense is setting the tone by getting a hat on a hat and getting the running back downhill, that opens up the play action game. I thought in yesterday's game, I seen it was a balanced attack, but it was nothing that would be able to establish any prominent run that can kind of soften up the linebackers and safety. And then passing-wise, I didn't see Nick Sirianni being able to get Jalen Hurts into a rhythm with some of the quicker passing game, also the screen game. And then our tight ends were kind of ineffective throughout the whole game. And I think for any quarterback, the tight end position is our security blanket. So we have to be able to establish that part because it's an extension of the run game anytime we complete a 4 to 6 yard route in any passing game.
Did it look like to you they were trying to get the tight ends involved and they just weren't open? Because you would think, especially if it's not working with the wide receivers, that you have Zach Ertz and Dallas Goedert, like at the very least, they're probably bigger than who's defending them. I mean, were they trying to get the tight ends yesterday?
Well, I mean, when you have two tight ends, you should at least be able to get one open. I mean, you have to be able to create a mismatch. When you look at the San Francisco 49ers, their linebacking core is pretty solid, but they're not great cover guys. Mm-hmm. They're downhill sideline to sideline guys, but they're not great cover guys. So if it's getting them in motion to see if you're establishing the man or zone coverage, if it's getting them in a bunch grouping, so now four safeties now to be have to cover a slot receiver, whatever it may be, you have to find ways to create mismatches. And I look at it as far as where Nick is from. Nick was in San Diego when the Chargers were there before they moved to L.A. You know, you had Antonio Gates. You had Hunter Henry. You had, you know, even when he went to Indianapolis Colts, you know, they were able to do a lot of established things when they had Ebron there. Yeah. So I think you're able to find ways to get your tight ends involved. But, again, it's teams that like this that are going to take a little bit of time to start gelling from a game standpoint where he'll get an understanding of the type of talent that he has come game day and what he can call.
I'm looking at our screen game. Donovan, you brought that up. Now, last week they did the wide receiver screens, and it worked out well for him last week. But – I can remember when you were the quarterback here, man, whether it was Deuce, whether it was Buck, whether it was the best who did it at B West, Shady, at some point, whomever it was, we always had one of the best screen running teams in football.
Yes.
With our running backs. Yes. And I'm just wondering, we haven't been able to run screens consistently around here with the running backs in a long time. What makes a good screen running team? And I'm trying to figure out why we aren't a very good screen team with our running backs right now.
I guess about landmarks. We call it the sidewalk. So if we're in the middle of the field, we're getting to the hash. If we're on the hash, we're getting just a little bit lower than that. And it all takes for offensive linemen to be able to get out and run. The opportunities that we've had, obviously, with Runyon and Trey and Sean Andrews and Todd Harriman and Jamal Jackson, they were able to get out and run. Not saying that this year's offensive linemen not able to do that, but we've always had running backs that can find little creases to turn short passes into big games. And Miles Sanders, that's one of his strengths coming out of Penn State. And so it's not the running back, it's the play calling to me. They haven't been able to establish that. So if you're running the football downhill, or as we were doing it, getting it in the B and the C gap, now linebackers have to take three steps forward to see if it's run. It's play action, they drop. Now that sets up running lanes for that running back off the head on the head. So it's one thing to actually call it consistently. It's another thing for the guys to buy into it and to make it a big play. We bought into it because we bought, remember, offense over from Green Bay, and that's what they were very good at with Dorsey Levins and Bennett and those guys.
Yeah.
And then we just added another dimension when we had Buck and when we had Westbrook, and even Deuce played a major part in that because he was able to run through so many tackles.
Donovan, the defense gave up 17 points yesterday. Still haven't created a turnover. The Eagles haven't turned the ball over on offense, so it's a net zero, right. But no, not creating turnovers helping out the offense. Overall, what do you think of the defense so far?
I thought the defense played well against San Francisco. Now, they put a little pressure on Garoppolo, but didn't really get many sacks. I knew for a while there was no sacks up until maybe late in the quarter,
in the fourth quarter.
But
yep.
What I seen was, I seen Jimmy Garoppolo looking a little erratic in the pocket. You know, so he wasn't able to get comfortable back there either. So you had two offenses really that didn't wow you with anything. You know, when I kept looking up at the score, you would have thought that San Francisco was up by 30 points by the way our offense kind of looked innate. And so I think when you continue on, and I say by week 7, week 8, our offense is going to start establishing who they are. They're going to have an identity. I don't think we have an identity right now because, for one, our wide receivers don't wow you with a lot of things. Each and every, I think, wide receiver does something different. Our tight ends are pretty good tight ends that I think can establish the middle of the football field and create mismatches with safeties and linebackers. Our running backs aren't super special, but I think Miles Sanders can give you a lot in the passing game if we utilize them right. And so I just think for this offense, really, it's going to take some time to figure out how we want to approach things each and every week. But right now, they're kind of working things out where I think Nick is trying to figure it out of how he wants to go week in and week out.
We're asking everybody, Donovan, and we're on with former Eagles great quarterback, Donovan McNabb. We're asking everyone today whether or not they are encouraged or discouraged by what they saw yesterday coming off of last week. So I'll ask you.
What was the answer?
About 50-50.
It's about 50-50 right now. So you got some people that were encouraged by what they saw and some discouraged. Right. After 2 weeks, what do you think? Are you encouraged by what you're seeing from the Eagles, or are you a little concerned?
I'm kind of encouraged. And I came into this thing with an open mind. And I think a lot of people, you know, they kind of came in like, oh, we got a new coach. You know, Carson's gone and Jalen's our guy, you know, because it took them a while to even say Jalen was the starting quarterback, which we all knew he was the starting quarterback. So now people are kind of on edge from that aspect. For me, when I look at this football team, I'm encouraged because I looked at a situation where I didn't particularly think we had a great draft. Our free agency, I didn't think we were wild with anybody at free agent. And so I looked at it in a sense from the first game, I was kind of shocked of how things were flowing on both sides, including special teams. I knew at some point that it was going to kind of be in this direction where we are after game two. And it's going to be like this, I think, for at least a couple games this season. But I'm encouraged by what I'm seeing. I'm seeing at least a football team that's fighting. I'm seeing a great effort from a lot of players out on the football field. And it seems to me like they're buying into what Nick is selling. So I'm expecting this team to continue to elevate as we continue on throughout the season.
So it's a week from today. It almost seems too far away to ask you, but we're not going to talk to you until after the game. It's Dallas week here, Donovan. Mm-hmm.
You know a little something about Monday night. You know a little something about Monday night in Dallas, don't you? You know a little something about that.
Hey, that's when you bring your finest Monday night suit on to get ready for a showcase. You know it. I've seen that suit you had on at the game, too.
Yeah, you were looking good yesterday.
Yeah, hold on. Listen. And I know you noticed it wasn't double-breasted either, didn't you? You know it wasn't double-breasted, don't you?
I know that's right. It's a little warm out right now. A little warm.
Oh, man.
I will say this, though. It's Dallas week. It's an elevated attention to detail by the football team. Now, Dallas, you got to look at it. They're coming off a big win against the Chargers last night. And so, you know, they're going to come in on the high. And I think for our football team, if we kind of just pay attention to our keys, defensively pay attention to your keys and your reads and be able to make the play when the play is there to be made. And offensively, there are going to be many opportunities versus this defense. This is a depleted defense. I look at it in the sense where they're trying to move Michael Parsons around, which he's a great player. He's still a rookie. But there are a lot of holes in this defense that we're going to have to attack from the run game, from the screen game. I think we have a great mismatch with Michael Parsons playing at defensive end with our tight ends versus their linebackers. I see that matchup being something that we can take full advantage of. And so if we just stay consistent and be able to convert on third downs to keep the chains moving, we got a great chance of winning this game.
Love it.
All right, Donovan. Appreciate it, man. We'll talk to you after next game.
Appreciate it, bro. Talk to you next
week.
Always
an exciting time.
All right.
Yes, sir. You guys have a good one.
You too, Don. Thank you, Donovan McNabb. Mm-hmm. I really liked, and he said it again at the end, but what he was saying about, because this is something that you had mentioned as well, like the physical aspect of offense and how there was pretty much none of that yesterday. And when you have an offensive line as big as you have,
You got to pound on them, man.
Yeah, I mean, it's got to be a mentality, and it doesn't seem like that's the mentality of the offense. And another thing that he said, and I think it's fair and true, we want them to have an identity where they don't know what their identity is yet. The second week.
Yeah, and that's a very good point for that Fab brought up, is that they are trying to establish an identity. Hell, thinking back to Andy's first year. I don't know what the hell that was, you know, coming out. Doug Peterson was the quarterback. I don't know what our identity was. Were we a throwing team or a running team? Our wide receivers were Charles Johnson and Torrance Small.
Yeah, you weren't a throwing team, if I remember. but even
we certainly weren't a big play team. We weren't. No. We were more of a defensive play field position. We're going to get the ball to the tight ends for the most part and the running backs.
And you guys also created turnovers, which this team isn't doing so far, which would really benefit. I mean, you get a turnover where your offense has to go 10 yards instead of 80 yards.
Now, I could be wrong, John, but through two games, I haven't seen – I've seen a lot of different personnel packages, Jack. I've seen a lot of those.
I need to see the package.
But I haven't seen, like, the exotic looks in the blitz. The blitz is coming, right? That's how you sort of create the chaos and the turnovers. I'm seeing a lot of different guys out there. He played six linebackers yesterday.
A lot of base defenses, not a lot of –
I don't see a lot of see a lot of that going.
No,
yesterday would have been a good opportunity to go to some of that stuff. So I don't want to jump the gun with Jonathan Gannon, but we heard a lot about the, you know, the exotic blitzes and that type of stuff.
Seen any of it.
I gave him the benefit of the doubt against Atlanta because you didn't need it. Atlanta was just that bad. But yesterday, could have used a little something out there yesterday to create some type of momentum to get it back on our side.
Absolutely. Yeah. Yeah, get a turnover. They have the ball disruption chart. They're not using it in the regular season, Ike. All right, we'll get to your reaction and your phone calls at 215-592-9494. But let's pause 60 seconds for Ike Reese.
Hey, the NFL is back, and FanDuel Sportsbook, in partnership with Valley Forge Casino, wants you to get the most out of every play. And that's why they're giving everyone a $10 risk-free bet every week. Now all you have to do is bet a same-game parlay with three legs or more, and if your bet doesn't win, FanDuel will pay you back up to $10. Now, you got a same-game parlay you can jump on in tonight. We got who we have? We have Detroit taking on Green Bay tonight. Yeah. Man, Green Bay coming off that tough loss last week to New Orleans. Detroit got smashed by San Francisco. I would expect Green Bay to put up a lot of points tonight. I expect the quarterback to throw for a lot of yards and a lot of touchdowns. That's the same game parlay you can win on right there. Now, FanDuel Sportsbook is the official partner of 94WIP. There's no feeling like nailing a same game parlay bet. So lock in your bet today on FanDuel Sportsbook and get up to $10 back if your bet does not win. And if you're new to FanDuel Sportsbook, sign up today. Make sure you use promo code Ike to also receive a risk-free bet up to $1,000. That's promo code Ike. Let them know it because I sent you.
21 plus and present in Pennsylvania. Refund issued is now withdrawable site credit that expires in 7 days. Max refund $10. Restrictions apply. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Same game parlay team available for multiple sports in all states on mobile web. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
The OG Wade was not, you know, acknowledged that Hurts didn't have a good game, but also, like, wasn't too low after the loss. Chuck in Mount Airy, how's he feeling today after the Eagles lost yesterday? What's up, Chuck?
Johnny Mark, Ike Reese, how y'all feeling today?
How are you?
Yes, sir. What's up, Chuck?
Listen, hey, I'm doing well. Listen, I'm very encouraged with this game. We went toe-to-toe with an NFC team that could possibly represent the NFC in the Super Bowl or the NFC Championship game. Very physical ball club, very physical game. And it's just some things I took out of that game I think we could do better with. And one of them was a play Jalen Hurts. I hope you take a look at this, and I hope Nick Sirianni work with him. And that was the rollout play at the goal line. You know, I would like to see him just rip that thing to Zach Ertz. It was Zach Ertz and the linebacker.
Yep.
Just rip it. You know what I mean?
Yep.
Don't try to tell the guy to come back in because you're running out of field and you're running out of, you know, Zach Ertz from being open. So at that, you just trust your arm. And
just let it go.
Get it to him. Right.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yep.
So that's one thing I took from the game. Another thing is, turnovers. You know, turnovers is going to be the key, you know, to us being successful. And they almost came yesterday, you know what I mean? And once they start coming, you know, they come in bunches. So we got close to getting turnovers, you know, and they didn't quite fall our way. But they'll come, you know what I mean? I think we'll have opportunities to get turnovers against Dallas. But I'm encouraged, man. I mean, it ain't going to be 17-0, you know what I mean? And I know I said Friday I couldn't pick when we were going to lose, but I know we're going to take some lumps going through this season. But it's about rebounding. I'm anxious to see how they come out Monday.
I agree.
And rebound. You know what I mean? The counterpunch. I want to see the counterpunch.
Here's the other thing, Chuck. They got to get – like, this team isn't complete. And what I mean by that is that there are areas of the team that they're still growing in. And so they don't have one phase of their team that can just carry you throughout the game. So what I mean by that is they need special teams – to give them a short field, whether it's a kickoff return or a punt return. Help out in that area. You need your defense. Get a turnover. Shorten the field. Because to ask this offense to constantly drive the length of the field, it's just difficult to do for eight, nine drives a game.
It's difficult to do. Like, you're right about that. It's difficult for a lot of offenses.
Yeah, for a lot of offenses,
like Kansas City Chiefs, you know what I mean? And even with them, it can be difficult when you pitch yourself out there, you know, and you got to go 10, 12 plays to score a touchdown. You know, that could be difficult to do, especially against a good defensive ball club. So even with you guys, when you guys started years ago with Donovan, you had a great defense, and you guys had a lot of short fields. So, I mean, I look at it like this, man. I'm encouraged. You know what I mean? We was in that game. We left a lot of points on the board. If we go back, look at the film, Nick Sirianni, you know, you say dog mentality, there's dog mentality at. Well, this is when you show dog mentality when you come out against Dallas and you punch him in the mouth, you know, on Monday and try to win that ball game. You still got a division game coming up. I'm ready to see what we do with the counterpunch. That's all. That's all I got
I love
for
it.
Today.
All right,
I
Chuck.
Love y'all. Peace, man.
All right, we'll talk to you later. We know it.
Yep.
We know it.
Yeah, I mean, it was similar to yesterday's game. I couldn't wait to see, like, all right, they're at home against a good team. Mm-hmm. Like, what are they going to look like?
Mm-hmm.
They were there. They weren't outclassed.
Nope.
They had opportunities that they missed.
When you play good teams, man, you just your margin for error is so small. It just is, man. It just is. And it's not like the Eagles made a lot of catastrophic errors. Really, that game was more to me about not capitalizing on opportunities early. Because who knows, if you get San Francisco down by double digits, if it's 10-0 or 13-0 as they had opportunities to make it, who knows if San Francisco just doesn't completely abandon the run game and starts throwing the ball. I mean, that's not what Kyle Shanahan wants to do.
And that's not what Jimmy Garoppolo does well.
But if you get down by double digits, that's what happens. The other team starts to press a little bit. San Francisco stayed comfortable because we didn't put pressure on them by scoring more points. As long as it was 3-0, San Francisco just kept saying, we'll wait, we'll wait. Something's going to break free
and
for us sooner or later.
And it did. Yeah, I mean, the first half was really disappointing. On the field goal, it was 11 plays for 53 yards.
That's not good.
I mean,
11 and 12 play field goal drives.
So, with the blocked field goal, 10 plays, 54 yards. So, again, you're not seeing chunk plays. Forget about 91-yard plays.
Right.
How about a 20-25?
Yeah.
Everything's 5 yards. Jalen Hurts runs for 8 yards, 5 yard. This.
Throw a quick out over here.
3 yards. Run with Miles Sanders, 4 yards.
It's hard, man, it's hard to live that way. It's hard to live as an offense that way when you're doing it.
And then 6 plays, 94 yards. 91 of them came on one play. So you went five plays for 3 yards on the other plays. I mean, now you're also goal-to-goal situation, but still, it's like, man. And here's one thing I do like about Sirianni. And it doesn't feel like it's pandering, but he's already acknowledged it was a bad play and I shouldn't have done it. Like, he got past the answering the question about, now he's saying I don't like that play.
Yeah.
Right? Like, and I don't either. But that's because it didn't work. That's the only reason I don't like the play.
And that's the best answer, too.
Yeah. Yeah. Because everybody knows it didn't work.
It didn't work. You wish you could have that one back. Yep.
All right. Let's get Arthur.
But I said it earlier. I'll say it again. That's not the reason they didn't score. Chuck just brought up the play that I've been talking about. Jalen has to let that ball go.
Yeah.
When Ertz gets that little separation from the linebacker, Warner,
you got
to go. You got to let it go right there. Just let it go. Put it on the outside to where only he can get it.
Yeah. Arthur, fresh out of jail in Scottsdale, Arizona. Arthur.
Yo, how's everything?
Everything's good.
What's
man.
Up, Arthur?
How's your Giants, Arthur?
Yeah.
First I got to get you into the criminal organization of mine. For you two guys. Now, this is what I want you to say. Did Arthur call the show? You say Fifth Amendment. You go first, Mike. Did Arthur call the show? Simple.
Pleading the Fifth Amendment.
There you go. All right. Now
all right. I plead the fifth.
There you go. Okay. Now moving forward.
Because we don't know anything anyway. So
right.
We couldn't answer it.
Now listen. Now moving forward. Oh, my God. You get a participation trophy at the end of the year and a ring. So don't feel so bad, Eagle fans. These are going to be 6-11. And it's not too early to talk about them Cowboys.
Huh?
Don't.
You're a Giants fan. How are you talking about the Cowboys? You're a Giants fan.
Okay, hold on. My favorite team is the New York Giants.
Right.
My second favorite team is
anybody that plays the Eagles. Anybody that's playing the Eagles.
I'm going to hire you. You could be my bodyguard out here in Arizona.
How's the pay?
I'm not taking a bullet for you. Are you kidding me?
Yo, listen to me. Oh, why not? We're supposed to be brothers. You're supposed to say, I got you. Don't worry
Wednesday,
about it.
Thing, so Eagles don't play the Giants until the last 5 weeks or the 6 weeks of the season. Yeah, twice in the last.
You guys will be done switch quarterbacks twice by the end.
Yeah, Judge will be fired.
By then, listen to me. that game won't even matter. They'll be in an anxious packet to get a number one pick. But listen to me, the Giants might be 2-15. I got the Eagles at 6-11. Listen, keeping it real. You're supposed to keep it real. And listen to me, McNabb. Yeah. Why is McNabb giving any information? He was nothing but a loser. He should be in prison for impersonating a quarterback.
No, that's that fraud Eli who should be in prison for impersonating a quarterback.
Dope.
Beat it, Arthur. 215-592-9494. It's Marks and Reese. Today's show is sponsored by Chickies and Pete's. We're live. Chickies and Pete's South Philly. Best in-game experience at Chickies and Pete's. Before the game, during the game, after the game. Click chickiesandpete's.com for details.
Listen, I already had a feeling this thing was moving in the right direction, meaning this tanker that we sit on from 2 to 6,
yeah,
called Marks and Reese.
Yeah.
Is Arthur about to become a regular caller to the Marks and Reese show?
Is he our caller now?
He's about to become. It sounds like it.
Well, he's a Howard caller, but that can only be once a week.
Yes.
The morning show won't take his calls.
No.
So, I mean, by default, I think he becomes our caller. Yes.
And he's been calling me Spike for I don't know how long. He's been doing that forever.
The Spike guest can deliver.
He's been doing that since I was with Howard. Yes.
215-592-9494.
I'm like, man, that's what, the second or third time Arthur's called?
Yeah, twice in a week.
Yeah. He sounds like Costas' dad, by the way.
Yeah, we're going to have to investigate on Friday when we bring Nick Costos on. They sound very similar. Yes, they do. Nick doesn't smoke and Arthur does. That's the difference between the two voices. Coming up, the Eagles might be down a tight end heading into Dallas.
Huh?
What is this?
What the hell else happened?
We'll tell you that.
Pain.
We'll tell you that coming up next. Send your phone calls as well. Marks and Reese on 94 WAP.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.